Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Well, number one is the Royals, who now have lost three in a row. They sit at 13-10, still three games above 500. They continue their series tonight against the Blue Jays. 6:40 first pitch right here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern's on deck show at 5:30. Michael Wacha gets the nod. His 1-2 record, 3.75 ERA, going up against Kevin Gausman, who's 0-2 with an 8.16 ERA. I know it's early in the season. He's coming off an outing against the Yankees, five innings, one earned, but his prior two outings, five innings and gave up 11 runs. That's why his ERA sits where it's at. So hopefully the Royals can get after him tonight and get some offense going early on in the game.
Be you nice giving to, out a bet for tonight on Vern's pregame show? Feels like you're about due.
He did not text me. I mean, if he needs me, I'm there. But he did not text me. I know we have like a rotation going. I don't think it's me today,
though. I did it last night, so I wasn't sure. Felt like you were about to.
No, I have not been. Maybe tomorrow. I usually would have texted me.
I took the under 9.5 runs in the game last night.
8 runs.
Which looked a bit dicey there for a minute.
Well, early.
In like the fourth inning, it looked a bit dicey. Fifth inning, it looked a bit dicey. But eventually held on one way or the other. Next up on What's Trending, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, and Mark Donovan all getting extensions last night announced by the team to remain with the team through at least 2029. We're going to talk more about those extensions moving forward. No one should have been surprised by this news. They were all coming towards, because they're all locked in about the same time frame. Veach is going to be here forever, as far as I can tell. He's going to be Ozzie Newsome was with the Ravens. 22 years from now, we'll be talking about Brett Veach, still the general manager of the Chiefs. Mark Donovan has been with the team a really long time, is highly respected in the league. And of course, Andy Reid's got three Super Bowl titles over the last 5 years.
Next on What's Trending, NBA postseason continues, as we'll be saying that about 100 times until July 4th, essentially, with as long as the postseason is for NBA. But last night, well, you're right, it was a great night. It ended with an unbelievable finish between the Lakers and the Nuggets. The Lakers now down 2-0 to the series against the Denver Nuggets. 101-99 loss. Jamal Murray helped the Nuggets come from behind. Game-winning shot there. Also, the Cavs 2-0 now on the Magic with their 96-86 win. And another series that's up 2-0, the Knicks. They came from behind. What a finish. Yeah, 104-101 over the 76ers. The Sixers were up, what, 5 or 6 with, I don't know, 40-something seconds to go. And the Knicks came from behind and got a win. And very fortunate to do that. And now the Sixers are toast. They're done. They're toast.
I think so, too. I will say this. I'm not a LeBron hater by any ways, but he was complaining a lot for a team that blew a 20-point second half lead. Well, I don't like, why isn't there a replay?
I mean, Embiid was complaining about officials.
They all were complaining.
Embiid was complaining at his locker as well. Anyway, we got action tonight, though. Minnesota and Phoenix, first game tonight. Also, Pacers and Bucks. And then the late game this evening, Mavs, Clippers. In those series, still just game two. So still early on. But that's the look in the postseason.
Not one road team has won yet.
That's true.
Teams have won every single time.
Yeah, first round of the NBA postseason.
Still, that's still a little higher than normal. Next up on What's Trending, Missouri is finalizing a deal to hire Memphis athletic director Laird Veach. I'm presumably spelled like Brett Veach. It's got an extra T in there. Sources confirm Yahoo Sports. This is a AD who was an assistant athletic director in the SEC before, so he's got knowledge of the conference, was most recently in Memphis. Obviously, they just lost theirs back to Arizona State after reportedly there was a little bit of an issue with the athletic director and the president, maybe, of the university, and a power struggle that took place there. But Missouri seemingly landing on Memphis athletic director Layard Veach.
And lastly, continue to tell you about a fun event we got going on Thursday night. First round NFL draft, our 610 Sports Radio draft parties at The Landing up in Liberty. It's brought to you by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. And you can fill out how you think the first round of the draft is going right now on 610sports.com. Print out that form, bring it to the event on Thursday. We'll also have some of these forms on site. You got a chance to win $610 plus some autographed Chiefs merchandise. Our entire 610 crew going to be hanging out. Bink and Chris from Character Concerns show will be doing a show live throughout the entire evening. As we joked yesterday, who knows? Bink could be on until 1 a.m. I don't know. Basically, until they turn the power off, Bink will be broadcasting.
Until they tell him to leave.
It'll be him and Chris all night there at The Landing in Liberty. Going to be good stuff, man.
Again, if you want to fill it out early, you can. If you just want to get there early, get your spot, get your table set up to watch Character Concerns, you can do that and fill out the form there. Just as long as you get it into us before the draft starts, we're all good. But you got to turn it in person one way or another.
All right, you mentioned during What's Trending, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Mark Donovan all get extensions. Obviously knew that was happening at some point based off of the success that this organization has had. And we can talk about each one individually, but I think for Andy Reid, what it means is he can now finish as the greatest coach of all time. That's in play because he's going to potentially coach five more years, gets him through 2029. He'll be 71, I believe, at the end of this extension. Now he's got work to do, but now it's something that can be achieved. And if you're just looking at win totals, okay, he's got 258. He trails Shula, who's got 328, Hallis 318, Belichick 302. We'll see if Belichick coaches again. That'll be a big deciding factor.
I think he wants to, but again, the league might not want him to.
If you include postseason, Reed's got 284, Shula 347, Belichick 343, Hallis 324. So that's just the flat out, if we're just judging it straight off by wins, you know, greatest coach of all time. But Andy Reid, if he actually fulfills the full length of this extension, five more years, he's going to need another Lombardi or two. But who's to say that can't happen, the pace that they are on? They're a dynasty. They've won back-to-back. They're going for a three-peat. That's something that he can now achieve. And, of course, it's a no-brainer. If you're Andy Reid to me and you can physically coach, you don't pass up on coaching Patrick Mahomes for as long as possible. You've coached your whole career to have an opportunity to coach this guy.
This is where you could make the obvious now news, which is, look, even three-peating wasn't getting Andy out the door, okay? Like, it might still get Travis Kelce out the door. You three-peat. Again, I would still make the argument, why wouldn't you just go for a four-peat? It'd just be so
hard. Again, health, same thing. Health, production.
Yeah, if you win the Super Bowl every year, I have a really hard time imagining being like, well, but now this time, that's enough. No way we're winning four in a row. I don't know how you could possibly think that about yourself. But this, I mean, so much of this is so stupid because part of this is just like, see, we told you he wasn't retiring. I don't know how many times in how many different cities I had to say this to people on radio interviews or people in the building or hell, friends, right? Because people see, hey, this is Andy's going to retire, man. Have you heard that? I'm like, he's not retiring. He has Patrick Mahomes in his prime and they're winning Super Bowls actively. Why would he go away? In what circumstance would it make sense that Andy Reid leaves? Just as long as he's healthy, we're getting it till at least 2029 of Andy. As a matter of fact, Gold, we did this game once, I think maybe 6 months into this show. We said, hey, how many years would you lock in? Do you think Andy Reid is still here? And you and I, people thought we were crazy. They thought we were on the high end. When we both said like 4 or 5 years then, that was 4 years ago. If you made me play that same game again today and you said, all right, Cody, how many years do you think Andy Reid is here? Five, at least. At least through the end of that contract. I'd probably guess more like seven. I'll just be honest. You made me guess the number of years Andy Reid is still the head coach of the Chiefs. I'd probably guess around seven. Because I don't think he will leave Patrick Mahomes in his prime.
Yeah, I mean,
just don't.
And this go around, like by the time we get to the end of this extension and he's 71, at that point, I think it's more than fair to start
wonder.
To really question. But Florio's been trying to question this for many, many years. I'm sure he'll still come up with a column in January, right around when the Chiefs are going on another postseason run with Andy Reid and be like, oh, you know, he's 67, you know, I think 67 at that point in time or whatever. That is something Florio will still do, because he wrote an article today essentially still claiming that he wasn't wrong with his reporting when he was saying that the Chiefs are bracing for Andy Reid's retirement. I think this is the audio of it. I'll play a second. It's labeled Florio spreading lies, which it could be a lot of things. It's in our system. This is dangerous. I don't know which lie. You know, there's so many, but
it's hard to track.
The one I'm watching is when the Chiefs season ends, is Andy Reid going to retire?
Hell yeah.
He has said he's not thinking about it. And I guess the smart aleck would say, well, there's nothing to think about if you've already decided you're going to do it. But I think there's reason to believe the Chiefs have the possibility on their radar screen. We'll find out when the season ends. You know, a lot of times, guy keeps his mouth shut until it's all said and done. He doesn't want to be the story. He doesn't want to be the focal point. He doesn't want it to be the issue. Although I could say at some level, the closer they get to the Super Bowl, if guys start thinking maybe Andy Reid would walk away, that gives them the extra little kick to let him walk out.
So that was back on January 19th.
I could, and I might, and possibly.
Well, that's his style here recently with a lot of things. You know, it could happen, and it might not, but it definitely could. There's a chance. Like, which way? Just cover all your bases.
The Chiefs are preparing for the possibility.
No. And as long as Andy Reid is healthy, physically can do it, he was not retiring, and he's not going to.
Can I read what I think is the dumbest part of the entire article Florio put out today? If you missed it, Florio put out an article on the Chiefs extending Andy Reid. It started with one paragraph of calling the Chiefs losers for not paying Andy Reid sooner. And embarrassing that they waited as long to do so.
Because he's now the highest paid head coach.
Now he's football. The highest paid coach in the NFL. They'll never say the exact dollar amount. Right. They don't have to, and they never will. Mm-hmm. He followed it up with four more paragraphs about how he was right. And why you should still know that he's right, including this paragraph, which I think is incredibly damning to his reputation. And I'm not sure why he would write this. That seems pretty bad. Quote, here's where I'll push back the curtain. I'll pull back the curtain a little bit on how the sausage gets stuffed. I'll still argue that that's not, a quick aside. That's not the saying. Nobody says it's the sausage gets made. Not how the sausage gets stuffed. Uh-huh. That sounds sexual. It doesn't matter. The point is, next line is, if when I'm barking up the wrong tree on something, I'll inevitably hear something about it from someone with the team, someone associated with the person, if not the person himself, or an intermediary who's been assigned the task of setting me straight. Not once did I hear a peep from the Chiefs or Reid or anyone connected to them that the Chiefs weren't or shouldn't be preparing for the possibility Reid would retire. So his entire basis of this argument is that he gets stuff wrong so often that there are people assigned inside of organizations who have to set him straight constantly. And because the Chiefs decided not to set him straight just this one time, that was essentially their way of confirming that his story was accurate. That is a wild thing to put out about your professional career.
Right. Yeah. Because Clark Hunt or somebody close to him did not tell you you were flat out wrong around the Super Bowl. It must mean that clearly you were correct in your reporting. That's what he's taking from it, which would tell me once again that we'll be sitting here in January or February of next year, and he will have some story about it again because he's done it for three straight years.
I'm just curious. Did he used to be a serious journalist?
I don't know. He's obviously done well with Pro Football Talk.
I mean, he's rich.
He's obviously done extremely well with Pro Football Talk, and he's got to deal with NBC now and all that. But I don't know. It seems like over the last couple of years, his reporting has shifted to more pure speculation. Look, we work in radio. We can speculate. We're not claiming to be journalists. It's a little bit different.
Was he?
We don't speculate that much.
Was he working in like the Northeast for like a specific like NBC affiliate?
He was born. He's from the East Coast, but I don't know exactly the flat out tie there or not. I'm not sure.
As soon as NBC got Sunday Night Football, it seemed like he was always a part of it.
By the way, the way I just described Florio, nobody takes him serious inside of organizations anymore. Correcting him because he's a loud voice, and you're like, hey, man, that's just not true. Can you just, like, do we really have to keep telling you that the things you're saying are not true? Do we have to do that? In this article, too, he'll take a victory lap. 7 years from now, 8 years from now, whenever Andy Reid retires, he'll come on here and be like, I told you all so.
Of course.
Like, what do you mean you told me so?
Yeah, whenever that day comes.
Claimed he's retiring in 2016. I can't take you serious.
The great thing, though, with the Chiefs extending all three individuals, Reid, Veach, and Mark Donovan, we've been saying this for the last couple of years, but it's clearer than ever. This is the marquee sports franchise, not just NFL sports franchise. And it's never been more apparent based off of the dynasty that they're in. Heck, look at the NBA, the Warriors, obviously that dynasty's ended for a couple of years now. Like in sports, this is the dynasty, only one going. And top to bottom, you look at some of the free front office decisions, whether it's through the draft, retaining your own personnel in Chris Jones, and obviously what you've been able to continue to do with Patrick Mahomes. Having an innovative head coach that continues, despite being now in his late 60s, to be able to still keep up with the hot shot 38-year-old offensive coordinator. He's just as innovative of all them. They are the franchise you want to replicate if you're in sports.
Well, the thing is, like we talk about, there's going to be a post-Travis Kelce era for Patrick Mahomes. And there might be eventually a post-Andy Reid era as well. But for at least the next 5 years, the three most important things to any NFL team to be successful, having the quarterback right, having the coach right, and having the general manager right. You don't have to guess on any of those for the next 5 years, and you already got three Super Bowls in the bank. And you don't have to, find a new coach to work with Andy and figure out the way it works and all that. You know, like, it's all fine. Someone earlier was like, what does Matt Nagy do? I'm like, I don't care. Like, I mean, I get it. I hope he stays here as the offensive coordinator and they're all comfortable. Either he'll get another chance to be a head coach somewhere, he'll go be a coordinator somewhere else, but just as long as it's Andy Reid and Brett Veach and Patrick Mahomes, I'm not worried about who the OC is.
Man, they've been able, for the most part, to retain their talent. You know, Spags, the Niners, who was worth a shot for them, right? They tried to get Spags to come over there. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs took care of Steve Spagnuolo, signed him to a new extension this offseason. They've lost a few front office pieces here recently, and that's going to happen. Ryan Poles is the GM in Chicago. Brent Tillis is now like a right-hand man of the GM, I think it is, or whatever, and some other title with Carolina. Yeah. So there's obviously, anytime you have success, there's going to be other organizations
taken away.
But, you know, you hopefully continue to develop. We talk about developing players. You do the same thing, developing front office talent as well. And they've been great at doing that. And there's no reason to think this organization in terms of the run that they are on is ending anytime soon. And most importantly, Andy Reid is not leaving anytime soon.
No, the key things that make this cog all work, the cogs in the machine all work, are here for good. It seems like, which is great news.
Reminder, coming up in 45 minutes, Nate Taylor from The Athletic going to join us in studio. I want to get his insight, things he's hearing around the draft here on Thursday night, what direction he thinks the Chiefs are going, and of course, his thoughts on all three, Reid, Veach, Donovan, getting extensions with the Chiefs organization. We mentioned briefly, though, before we went to break around 11:50 or so, that your apartment situation, Drew, has been resolved. For weeks and weeks, we've been asking listeners to help, right? The apartment, you had maybe some mold there.
Asked for a lawyer to write a letter.
You had a snake in the apartment. It was time to get out. And the good news you gave us earlier today was what?
Well, the lease is going to be broken. They have approved. They've approved that.
How did it come about? I want the full breakdown. So you had asked them for a mold test. They said they were going to get it. Yeah, what process after that allowed you to be out of your lease?
Well, we had it done Friday morning. They came in, and I reached out yesterday after the show, or during the show, actually, at 1 o'clock-ish or whatever, during a break, just sent a quick email, hey, just wanted to check in, see if you'd gotten the results of it. I figured it would be on sometime earlier in this week, so I'm just checking it. They hadn't even gotten the results back of the test. And they said, however, after speaking to the supervisor and to upper management, with amidst the issues that we've had so far, whether it be the leaking or the snake or
the noisy neighbors
living in hell,
they Shawshank, man. Look at
they approved us to break the lease. I'm still waiting to hear back.
Do you still want the mold test results now?
No. No, it doesn't matter.
See,
something tells
me that they got the test. Either they already got the results and they didn't want to tell you, or the guy that did the test was like, oh, you guys, this is definitely going to come back. And they're trying to just like, let's just let him out because we know it's not going
to
be good.
I think they're trying to brush it under the rug. I still want the results. I want to know if I was living in mold.
Drew's going to be running Camp Lejeune commercials in 30 years. But if you lived at whatever apartment complex back in 2024 and experienced headaches.
Well, according to them, they said they've already got somebody who is interested, which is great because now it's
in moving into your dump. Scare this person away.
I'm not going to say anything. I told my mom last night. They said that there's somebody interested. Good luck to them.
Yeah, it's not your problem. That's not your problem. Yeah.
Damn, that's a tough way to think about other people.
He can't go around and just badmouth
your problem.
I can't do that.
I'm just telling you right now, if you're looking for an apartment in Overland Park near the 75th Street area, and you're like, oh, I love this place, and they said it might be available any day, I wouldn't move there.
Well, sure.
I'm just saying, maybe don't.
For Drew, though, it's like, wait till you move out.
We're just ready. At this point, we just are ready to get out and go.
It doesn't matter anymore. Which is great. But based on the mold, which I think they're lying about, I'm just going to establish that now. I'm pretty sure they're lying about that.
You had said that from the get-go. There's always more than what they're...
Uh-huh. Always, dude. It's just like they open up a wall and they're like, oh, dear God. We can't let this guy know that there's all this mold. Between the mold and the water damage and all that stuff, you better be damn sure you get 100% of that security deposit back. Don't let them take a nickel out of that thing. Are you kidding me? You put down an $800, $9,000, whatever you put down for the security deposit. Get every cent back from them. You'd be like, this place is falling apart. I can't be responsible for this. That's also why you need to find out the mold test part of this. Because you've been living in mold this whole time. You'd be like, why do you care if there's a slight pinhole in the wall from something hanging up there?
Mm. Yeah. I think that gives us reason. Hopefully, the goal is to be out in the next couple of weeks. Could be sooner, depending on if something's available right away. And they're like, you know what?
Which is why Cody offered, and you're going to move in potentially to Cody's basement for 3 weeks.
Look, I'm dead serious. I think you think that it's maybe like a joke offer for the air. If you need to live with me for a week, you can.
I need to text Bree.
I still think, though,
it's fine.
It's pretty clear they knew that the results were not going to be favorable, and that's why they're letting you out, which is good for you, but it also means, man, you had to annoy them and pester them for weeks to get them to actually do something.
I will say it is slightly notable that, despite my persistent offerings, Gold hasn't offered to let you stay in this place once.
There's nowhere from the stay.
He knows that you're... You can sleep on a... You can't get an air mattress?
Him and his wife want to stay at my one-bedroom apartment? You have a house. You think him and his wife want to stay at my one-bedroom apartment with me?
I think it's just a gesture thing. You should offer just as like a nice gesture.
But it's not realistic. I'm not going to offer something that's not realistic.
You have a separate living area.
Someone would like to know. Multiple people, I'm dead serious, different texters, would like to know the number of decks you have access to. Full access.
All the decks.
I don't care. Whichever one you want to sit on, it's fine. Mm. I don't limit the number of decks or kitchen access. You got your own bathroom down there. If you need a week, it's fine.
Well, the Cody and Gold listener attorneys helped out in this case as well. I think that's what it was. We had people offering mold testing, all kinds of stuff. The listeners made this happen.
I'll make sure that the fake snake that you gave me with the Chiefs.
Leave that in the apartment for the next person.
I was going to say that, or that can be a Cody and Gold garage sale item.
That could be. That's true.
For those who want to have a fake snake.
This happened the last time when I offered it to Nick, too. Someone from the other three. Can I stay in your basement?
Yeah, I can't confirm reports,
are you a good person? You know? Some of those, will you carpool together?
You guys drive to work together.
I don't know. We got other stuff going on. We don't want to carpool all the time. I mean, if we have nothing else going on, maybe. But
rumor is Drew's moving to the East Crossroads, and that way he can get on here in about a year or so and complain about them kicking out of his home. He can actually be someone that is maybe displaced.
I don't think you can find a residential. What's he going to live at, Temptations?
Because it turns out there aren't any people being displaced anyway. So where are you moving?
Well, that's just the thing. There's two places. One of them we're actually touring today that could be available immediately.
Which
is why there's some interest there. Because we were looking again last night because the one place that we had looked at wasn't available until a couple weeks from now. So it's like, you know what? If we wanted to get out right now,
yeah,
would we be able to?
Just find the right place, as you know. No need to rush. Just find the right place.
Again, you got to stay at my place for a week just to get the right place. Gold's right. The last time you had to hurry because you just got to town.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Chose a bad place.
That's the nice part about moving within the city is you already kind of know the area a little bit more. I was talking to Rob from The Drive about that as well. You already know the area a little bit. Having been here for 8 months, like we've been, so.
Someone over on Twitch, D Nulty, says they've got a two-bedroom apartment in Lawrence. You're welcome to the other room and its own bathroom. So now listeners are letting you stay with them.
Yeah.
Another update to come, I'm sure, here by the end of the week. We'll have a better idea as to when we're moving. But yeah, it's exciting.
Someone else says no squatting.
In my basement?
He wants to give him a chance to mow.
He said he wanted to mow.
That's right.
Free access to mow.
So are we going to have a show helping Drew move? Look, he's going to have to...
Hey, if you guys want to help, by all means.
You should actually...
That's strong. Will I? Probably.
The problem is they're letting you break your lease. If they actually will claim that they know why they're letting you break the lease, then you probably could make them actually pay for your moving expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Someone... Someone says, make sure, not legal advice. I think this person might be, but not legal advice. Do not sign a release and waiver of liability when you break that lease. Just in case something comes down the road, you know.
Okay.
Don't be signing.
Again, I'm telling you, there could be
because if they ask you to sign that, then the mold is worse.
Residents of that apartment. I'm telling you, in 25 years, it'd be a commercial running, you know? Mm-hmm. If you lived at blank
did
apartment.
You stay at this, you could be entitled.
It's going to be just like that Camp Lejeune ad.
Yeah, a list of like 20 symptoms.
Mm-hmm. I mean, by the way, if you lived at Camp Lejeune, you haven't had those commercials yet.
You guys run out of time. You're running out of time, by the way, if you lived at Camp Lejeune. Anyway, up next, we will get to the worst landing spots for some of these young quarterbacks that are about to be drafted on Thursday night and another random question of the day.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Coming up in 25 minutes, Nate Taylor from The Athletic going to join us in studio. We'll talk some more draft with him. What is he hearing about what the Chiefs could do at pick 32. We're also 10 minutes away from the random question of the day. 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. People commenting about the offer you sent to Drew with Drew's apartment. Someone says they'd rather live at Camp Lejeune before risk seeing you and your boxers
in the morning. I'm not a walk around in the boxers person. We're always clothed. I like to wear clothes all the time.
Cody, what form did you say they didn't want that I shouldn't sign?
A liability waiver.
Okay, they say I need to sign an NTV. They want me to sign an NTV form. I don't know what that is.
NTV form?
I just got the email.
Don't sign anything.
NTV
don't sign anything.
Form. Let's find out what that is.
It just says regarding lease obligation regarding notice.
Hold on. Let's figure out.
I think, isn't that something with your notice to vacate?
Okay, that's different.
Make sure there's not a dollar amount though attached to that. Make sure they're not again charging you when you're vacating.
And I would tell you to make sure that there isn't a liability waiver included in that notice to vacate.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. Look, I'm telling you right now, I don't walk around even in my own circumstance. I don't walk around in just boxes in my house. That wasn't the house I grew up in.
I just live by myself, so it's pretty simple.
I'm saying, even when I live by myself, I didn't do that. That wasn't my thing.
In the morning, I will for a brief period of time, but it's cold out there. You know, sometimes it's not comfortable. Put on the sweats. Put on some sweatpants.
Yeah,
like I'm not just chilling on my couch. Chilling on my couch wearing just underwear, just chilling. It's not comfortable. Put on some sweats or something. So when you first wake up in the morning, you know, you're just waking up, you're putting in the dog food for the dog and all that. Yeah, I'm not changing before I put out the dog food.
Shower is almost the, like, I go downstairs, I'll just be in athletic shorts. I'll let the dog outside, I'll feed the dog, and then I'm almost in.
Yeah, I don't have a yard, so I mean, when I go out and let the dog, I can't just walk the dog outside in some underwear. Apartment complex. Don't have that option. Anyway, all right, we'll get to the random question of the day in a couple of minutes, but looking at the draft, and we'll get back to the Chiefs specifically in a little while. Updated odds on where some of these guys can go. We know Caleb Williams is going to the Bears at one. Number two overall seems to be where there was still some speculation, or still is. Jaden Daniels, the heavy favorite to go number two overall to the Commanders. And so I was thinking more about potential landing spots. What do you think is the worst spot if you were one of the young quarterbacks that's about to get drafted? Where do you not want to go?
Immediately the Giants comes to mind. But
Patriots, man. Patriots. Patriots, Patriots, Patriots. And that looks like
because
it could be
Drake May.
It's just
kind of an unknown. They've got quality. They don't have a lot of picks. But they've got
a couple reasons, man. You know, there's a first-year head coach, which is always going to make you a little nervous. You also have a tough division where Josh Allen's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Sure.
You have a roster that currently, and yes, they could improve it in the draft, but you're throwing to who? Compared to Chicago, I got DJ Moore, and I might get Rome Odunze a couple picks later. If I'm Caleb Williams, I'm thinking, wow, sure. I might be thrown to Odunze and DJ Moore right away. Not a bad thing. If I'm the Commanders and I'm Jaden Daniels and I get drafted to the Commanders, yeah, it's a first-year head coach, not a first-time head coach. And I got Terry McLaurin. I got Jahan Dotson. I got a nice little backfield there. In a division that's competitive, but, you know, it's not like the Eagles look like the juggernaut they did this time last year. You know, so I just think the Patriots have way more work to be done going forward than some of these other teams. I don't know who you're throwing the football to in New England.
I understand that, like, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick covered a lot of awards for a long time, so I can't just say that. But there is something for me, if I'm a player, that I don't want to ever go to the franchises who have no history and success. The Washington Commanders have zero history and success. They have three winning seasons since the year 2000. The Texans, who will be drafting, who took C.J. Stroud number two overall last year, they have nine winning seasons in that same amount of time. So I know you might be like, well, they weren't any good, and then C.J. Stroud showed up and they were good.
Right.
They have way more history of being successful than the Washington, three times as much, in my opinion, since the year 2000, that end. The Giants would be high on my list because since Eli Manning, they've shown zero success rate. And I'll be honest, if I get to go a little bit further down the draft board, do not put me anywhere near the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
Their owner is cheap. They're a mess. I've got no fan base. I'm in a division with Mahomes. Hell no. If I were a quarterback and I were like Bo Nix, I'd want way away from the Raiders.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, we can broaden it. I'm thinking more just like those top guys. Yeah. McCarthy,
if it's those,
Daniels,
I think the answer
May.
Is the Patriots, but I think you can make an argument for the Commanders.
Because there's still some belief, like, do you think the Giants are even taking a quarterback? We can say whether they need to. I don't think they are,
I
think they're going to take Malik Nabers.
They should take a quarterback. No, I don't think they will. But they should.
Yeah, someone else said, don't forget, Chicago has DJ Moore, Keaton Allen. They're going to draft Caleb Williams, and they might draft Rome Odunze if they don't trade out of pick nine. Like, that's a nice starting offense.
It's a nice position.
It's a nice starting offense.
For the Giants, I wonder, because Diana Rossini reported yesterday that the Patriots might be taking calls for the number three pick. Arizona is probably taking calls for number four. I mean, is it something where if you're the Giants, you're like, look, we can get to three, and we know for sure we're getting a top three, one of the guys that
Drake
we like.
Garofolo reported about this today. He said, one, the number two overall pick, there were teams that tested Washington's claim that they would listen to offers, and ain't nobody getting through there. They're taking a quarterback at number two. They're not moving. Number three is more fungible, but also in the sense that they're like, they want like the greatest deal of generation.
And they should ask for
to
that.
Move. But like, in a weird way, that to me speaks to your lack of confidence of the person you're getting ready to take a three, which is another reason why I wouldn't want to be the quarterback who's taken there.
I mean,
even really want to take in that guy. If they love the guy at three, they should never want to move under any circumstances, regardless of the compensation being offered.
If I'm not one of the top two picks, though, I don't fault any organization for at least putting out having the perception out there that they might be willing to trade. I mean, I think that's doing the smart thing. If I don't have the number one or number two pick, I think it's the Cardinals at number four, who I think will and should just end up taking Marvin Harrison Jr., the best wide receiver, what perceived to be best wide receiver in the class, to go help Kyler Murray. But yeah, you can make sure it leaks out there that, oh, we're willing to trade it if you give us three first round picks. Well, what harm is there in doing that? I get what you're saying about, hey, believe in the quarterback, you take it, all that. But if you're the Patriots at three, where you're not getting, most likely not getting Daniels or Williams, you're probably getting Drake May at three, or McCarthy, if you like J.J. McCarthy.
But it's like, if you don't love those guys anyway, then you should just get out. Don't look for the lifetime deal. You don't even want the quarterback you're taking.
They don't know who it is. I think for them, it's the further you get back, you know.
Yeah, no, but it's only three. They're not like,
they don't know for sure the Commanders are taking Jaden Daniels. They know Caleb Williams is not going to be there, but they don't know for sure if Drake May is going to be their best option that's there. I looked up the Patriots wide receiver room right now. KJ Osborne, Kendrick Bourne.
What did the number one receiver have in yardage last year?
I don't have that pulled up.
Look, because that's the other thing. It's like the Commanders one is definitely better because Terry McLaurin's definitely better than any wide receiver. But like Jahan Dotson is kind of like, it's still wishful. Like he's never really come to fruition. He was a 500 yard receiver last year. They lost Curtis Samuel, and then there's no other wide receiver to care about on that roster. So it's like, and their running backs are in fine, but it's not like a home run. My problem with the Commanders is they have a first year owner. They have a brand new head coach, one who did not have a ton of success at his last spot. And they have no history of making good decisions. Now that was under different ownership,
completely different regime,
but
yeah.
With new ownership, we just don't know. They could be David Tepper bad, sure, and just be immediately miserable owners who have no idea what they're doing, or they could be like good owners. You know, I just don't know.
It is really interesting, the dynamic, because it, for the Patriots, it's the complete opposite. You've got the regime that has won many Super Bowls, but you've got a completely new base in head coaching.
Yeah. And owners, and the only thing staff. That's the same. And
so he ran like opposite.
That division. I'm just like, yeah. I know Josh Allen is there for 10 more years, and we already know what he is. You know, I just, mm-hmm. It's a lot tougher. In Chicago, right now, Jordan Love looks like a legit quarterback. But other than that, the Vikings don't have a quarterback yet. Maybe they draft Penix or somebody. They don't have one. And you start looking, the Lions have Jared Goff, and the Lions are cooking right now. But Jared Goff's not a, you know,
forever
long-term
answer.
Option. I think he's going to get a new contract here soon. But you have a chance, I think, in Chicago to completely shift that entire division here very quickly.
Yeah, it's interesting because you mentioned the division for the AFC East, and I think it's better, but by how much is the AFC East better than what the NFC East is in regards to Washington having to go through Philly, having to go through Dallas? I know that the Giants are a pushover.
Yeah, and Dallas is just not a threat. We've seen what they've done. They just don't do anything.
Along the same lines as Miami.
The best spot outside of Chicago, by the way, is Minnesota. You get to throw Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison.
That might be better than Chicago.
And they have a good head coach. Okay, great. A good head coach, and they got weapons immediately? Oh, hell yeah.
They also
signed up for Minnesota and a good fan base.
Hawkinson,
they also had some good free agency signings. I mean, they got the defense a little bit better. Like they're in a position where I don't know if Jaden Daniels, for whatever reason, wasn't picked at two, I don't know if you're Minnesota and you're like, look, we'll give up two firsts.
That's the thing.
To get Jaden Daniels, and then you could be set to go. I don't. How much do they believe in JJ McCarthy compared to the other guys? I mean, that's up for debate. But they're maybe the most NFL. You're the most ready to win right away. Maybe in Minnesota than anywhere else.
I hear you. That's why, like, we were talking about the ones at the top of the list, just because like, those clearly are teams that are drafting in the top four for a reason. But no, if we're going further down, I mean, we can find the good situations. I mean, heck, you could pick whatever team is at 16. Their situation's probably pretty decent as well. I don't know who's picking 16th. Their situation's pretty decent.
Seahawks,
you know?
I think.
Right,
but yeah,
like, they could be looking at quarterback. Seahawks,
The Vikings. I don't know if the Vikings can get any higher than five, though, Drew. Like, I don't think they can get it based off of what they have draft pick wise. I don't know if anybody outside the top 10 can get any higher than five. So at five, who's perceived to be available? Maybe it's Michael Penix.
You might as well say
JJ McCarthy.
You might as well stay at 11.
I don't think Bo Nix is going there, but yeah, it just depends. I could see the Raiders trade into the top 10 though.
Drew, is your, I did see today that your team signed a quarterback to an extension. That was Jake Browning, who they gave a 2-year extension.
My quarterback?
Are they worried about Joe Burrow? Why are they extending Jake Browning, you know?
Well, they needed the backup regardless.
Definitely did, yeah.
Because of the injuries?
they needed the backup regardless. I was surprised that they took a... They brought in Logan Woodside, too, who they've had before, which basically means that they're not drafting a backup quarterback because that was the consensus. In the seventh round, Austin Reed from Western Kentucky, Sam Hartman from Notre Dame. Why not have we need a backup?
I think they need as many quarterbacks as possible. You mean, because what, Jake Browning get banged up one game, too? I mean, there's a chance maybe you need to have three quarterbacks in Cincinnati.
I think we'll be okay. Knock on wood.
I just hope for your sake, as someone that now lives in Kansas City, and you haven't had a chance to go to a game at Arrowhead yet, and Cincinnati's going to be at Arrowhead next year, and you didn't go last year because your guy Joe Burrow was hurt. I hope they schedule Chiefs-Bengals week one. I know everybody wants the Texans one, but I think they can bump that one back because they know C.J. Stroud will be available. They don't know, for TV purposes, if Joe Burrow will be available for a November game. So go ahead and make it Chiefs-Bengals week one at Arrowhead. That way we get Mahomes-Burrow again just for you.
I want to be able to get into the Odyssey suite as well to really talk some trash to people who are...
Now you're taking to another level.
Yeah, I want to be able to wear my AJ Green jersey.
Cincy fan allowed in there.
I'm not sure. When Vinny came, he wore a Chiefs jersey.
I confirmed to Spec. I said, can I wear my Bengals jersey? He goes, yeah.
You would not be the only one. I believe our boss's husband is a Cincy fan.
The Bengals scored a touchdown. So. I'm banging on the glass to point at all the fans down there, you know.
Be obnoxious.
Hootie.
Oh, God. Hootie. That's... Hootie. You can't do that. You're going to get your ass kicked.
That happened during the AFC title game, and the best feeling ever was towards the end of the game when clearly Cincinnati was going to lose. And the mocking of your guys' Who Day chant. Obnoxious. Mm. You guys are just obnoxious.
Mm.
I just...
At least we don't punch people, you know, and go after people like those 49ers fans do.
Every fan base has people who punch people. I'm just going to say it. They all fight.
Of course.
I'm sure there's somebody out
there. 300 level at Arrowhead, there's plenty of fights.
There's no criminals, though, at least to my knowledge, that are as high level as...
Oh, you mean super fan?
As far as the Chiefs.
Oh, you guys have any bank robbing super fans?
There's got to be... Look,
there's super fans, but they're not...
They're not robbing banks? That's the cutoff.
Mm. Yeah.
Missing out. At least they could have been living a better quality of life.
Yeah, you're super fans.
For a little while.
Robbing banks or not.
We don't have anybody that
text line says, Drew, that's how you're going to get knocked out. I agree.
What?
You're going to walk into the Arrowhead and get carried out. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, so what I've heard about the Kansas City Chiefs fans, though, then is the complete opposite. If I'm gonna get beat up or whatever for saying that, as far as I'm concerned, everybody said they're very polite fans.
Oh, everybody's very polite. I'm just saying, if you start doing it the way you were talking about, it's tough.
People are very friendly to opposing fans, but man, if you're gonna start getting in someone's face with the Who Day thing,
you're gonna have problems. No, I'm not. I'm not that person.
I'll never forget. So the Royals wild card game, obviously,
it's Oakland. Yeah,
yeah, I went there. So it was four of us who were together. The fourth person was an A's fan. The person I was with was an A's fan. He grew up as an A's fan. He moved to Kansas City. He was in his Oakland gear. And God, the joy difference between his game was very different than my own experience. And of course, like walking out of stadium, people were not being rude to him, but like that was a tough walk of shame. I'm just going to say him walking out of that wild card game at Kauffman Stadium in that Oakland A's gear all the way out. Was something.
It's tough.
It was something.
Going to a stadium as an opposing fan. We've told the story multiple times about I went to Baltimore Ravens game when the Chiefs played them on Sunday Night Football right after the Chiefs had just won the Super Bowl.
Worst fans.
And that was the game where Clyde fumbled late or whatever. And I was wearing Chiefs gear and we walked out and that was not a fun walk out. That was definitely not a fun walk out of the stadium. And Ravens fans.
They're the worst.
It's a lot like Philly. Anyway, Yeah.
You want to do that again?
Super Bowl. That was another great thing about winning. Just shut them up quickly.
Yeah, it was obnoxious.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew, over the text line, 913-586-7610. Of course, you can hit us up on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. We live stream the show on video every single day over on those platforms. Question I have for you today is from an NFL guy who was on a podcast talking about draft. It's not about either of those things. Friend of the show, Benjamin Solak, was on a podcast yesterday, in which he came up with this take, and I want to know to which degree do you agree with it. His stance on the podcast yesterday is that eating, the act of eating, is overrated. And that his wife likes to cook and all stuff. He would like, if he could take a pill to just never have to eat, to take the time to eat, to take the time to cook, and just wash it away. He thinks it's the biggest waste of time in his entire life, is how much time it takes to prep food, make a smoothie, then eat it, then drink it. Like, all of that time is too consuming. If he could just get rid of that portion of his life, he would. Would you, if you could get rid of eating, take that out of the equation?
No, now the prep, we've talked about this. I don't cook very often anyway, so I agree with him that it's a lot of work. To me, not only do you miss out on enjoying the taste of the food suddenly, but there's something to be said, especially you're with people. You know, it's an entertainment. You know, you're going and you're talking to people.
It's
and
an
the
excuse
whole,
to go somewhere, yeah, do something.
That would suck if all of a sudden, like, you were the one person out of your friend group that took a pill. And they're like, hey, we're going to go grab some dinner. Do you want to meet us there? And you're like,
cool, I'll just hang on.
I mean, I'll have a drink, I guess, and I'll just sit and watch you guys eat. No, I don't want to take a pill to eat. I want to enjoy the taste of the food.
I tell you this much. I thought he was way off base here. Someone said it was a good point. I think it's one of the dumbest takes I've ever heard. And I would tell him as much if he was on. I don't think he'd be offended. We've invited him to come on the show, not to discuss this, but to discuss draft. I enjoy every part of the process of the food, except for the dishes, I guess, right? Nobody likes that part of it. I don't find that horribly inconvenient. I'd rather do dishes over about 15 or 20 other chores. I'd rather do it than mow. I'd rather do it than fold or put away laundry. So, like, it's way higher on the list anyway. But I enjoy the process of, I don't mind going to the grocery store. I like to prepare the food and cook it. I like to sit around and eat it and enjoy it. It's like, food is like an enjoyable thing in life.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Like, you like the taste of a Reese's peanut butter cup. You like the taste of the food. Why would you want that gone from your life?
Yeah, you know? No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. It's something you do with other people and you lose the great taste of food. So I disagree on the take a pill and then you're just full all day and you get all the nutrients and that's it. No.
I mean, I got to be honest. I feel like it's got to be one of life's five best things you do. This person said eating is the only thing that brings me unadulterated joy. This is a disgusting take. Another person said it's just one of the most disgusting things to watch another person do. I don't often watch people
but
eat.
But I think this is if you take that pill, you're just going to be sitting and watching everybody eat because you're not going to be eating.
That's very that's weird.
True. That's very true. What about you, Drew? You like food enough to just get rid of it?
No, I'm with you guys. I see there's no benefit to being able to, the only benefit, I guess, if you really wanted to try to find one and reach.
You save a lot of time in your life.
You save time.
Never tasting brisket or ribs ever again.
Forget that.
Look, I'll tell you, like, I count time in a way that is probably unhealthy at times in that sense, right? So, like, right after baseball announced they're going to the pitch clock and they announced the amount of time it would save you per game, I sent Vern a text and I said, I can't. And then I thought about how much time in my life I wasted watching baseball games. And I love baseball. But like the year I spent as the Royals insider, had baseball been on the pitch clock, I would have saved 3.5 days of my life. Days.
For that one season or for just
for
the time?
For one season, Drew. Wow. For one season, I lost 3.5 days of my life because they had not yet employed a pitch clock. So like that part of the food thing is the only temptation is if you think about the amount of time I like prep my kids' lunches, prep my kids' dinners, make dinner, eat the dinner. Like, you are talking about an extreme amount of time. But I will say, the eating part of dinner, I'm almost always doing something else I would be doing. Talking to somebody else, watching a show. Like, you're almost always doing another thing.
It's a great way to
thing.
Have that the community feeling, if you will.
Now, some people are taking it deeper and thinking more on the financial, and someone's like, hey, if I could just take the pill and all of a sudden you're not paying money for food. Let's assume the pill is still costing you the same amount as what the food would cost. Because, yes, if you're like, hey,
there's
I can save
of cost savings,
thousands of dollars on food a year.
But again, I like eating. I'm willing to spend that money. That's an entertainment expense as far as I'm concerned.
What if you think about it?
I want to eat the food.
If a pill replaced food for you, that pill has to be extremely expensive. Yeah. It might even be more than what you would regularly pay to make food.
Someone said this might just essentially be Ozempic. Just makes you mad.
Mount Jaro and Ozempic or whatever. Inside NBA
that
got into a great
last night.
Chuck and was that last night?
Yeah.
Charles and Chuck and the whole crew were fantastic. They were giving Chuck a hard time about because he's lost a lot of weight or whatever. But they're like, and he's like, I'm on a drug, and then they just lost it on set, and he's like that. And so they were joking about Mount Jaro and Ozempic or whatever. And then that whole show is fantastic. Someone says, which of the five senses then would you pick to lose the rest of your life? Well, currently I can't smell, so I guess that's my pick. We've survived so far 4 months of it.
Well, it turns out I need to be able to hear for this job.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to choose to be blind.
No,
so those two.
I think the smell
is
the answer.
Smell's the obvious one.
Now it does impact your taste a little bit, although most of my taste is back. But I think the smell would be the one, even though it still sucks.
Not choosing touch.
No, touch definitely not. No, I think the
it's
vision.
It's really just smelling or
vision. Vision in the visions like the for me would be the most devastating thing to lose, honestly.
Yes, agreed.
More than hearing?
Yes. Vision.
No, see, not I'd rather, I think I'd rather be...
No.
Really?
I got to be able to see, man. Gotta
you
be able
you
to
would
see.
Rather...
Because you can see, and then, like, if you... You know what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't have your vision
deaf,
and you can
though.
Hear...
No music, no, like... Just so many things that are gone.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
If you can't see, there's no TV. You can't really just, like, listen to
the one.
Enjoyment.
Anyway. Probably. All right, that is the random question of the day. Up next, let's talk some Chiefs football. Our guy Nate Taylor from The Athletic going to join us in studio. What is he hearing about the Chiefs could do at pick 32?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.